This easy walk is one of many short walks with a story or theme that have been developed by National Trust properties in Yorkshire and the North East. The Marsden Moor Walk will take you on a short amble across a small part of the estate, following the Pennine Way briefly, before breaking off and taking the path down Thieves Clough, before ending up back at the A62 and making your way back to the Brunclough car park. The theme of the walk is the conservation and wildlife on the moors, so with this audio tour you should learn a bit about the work we do to look after the moorland as well as what lives and grows here. Leave the car park and cross the road to follow the Pennine Way briefly. When you have passed through the gate on the right coming off the Pennine Way, walk on just a bit and then stop and listen to the next section. Plants are important for the moorland birds, including grouse, curlew, golden plover and merlin. All these birds are ground nesting, so rely on plant cover to protect them from predators. They also rely on the plants for food and feed off the seeds. A good mix of plants is vital for the different bird and mammal species that live on the moors to survive. The National Trust is working to make sure that on all areas of the moor there is a good mosaic of plants and that one plant is not crowding out all the others. You will hear more about this when we come to the section on damage by fire. Heather is probably the plant most commonly associated with moorland. The purple haze of the moors in late summer is so clearly recognised and can be seen for such a long distance. Bilberry plants also grow on their moors, producing their small sweet fruit in summer. Other species that you may find on the moors include the crowberry, which has similar fruits to the bilberry but are often smaller and shinier. In some areas you may find sundew, a carnivorous plant. And there are, of course, a huge array of grasses and mosses, including sphagnum moss, which is a vital plant for a healthy moorland, as this is what forms the peat. On other areas of the moor, there are patches of bare peat which we are trying to cover up. We have done this by planting heather, bilberry and cotton grass plants, as well as spreading heather brash. The brash is cut from mature heather plants in the southern peat district. This is spread thinly on the bare peat, which helps to protect it from rain and wind erosion, and gives seeds something to cling to, helping them to get established. Continue along this path, bearing to the right and climb over the stile, looking out for the fence blots. Stop there to find out the reason for these.